Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Yeah, we're inching up towards the bottom of the hour. Coming up next half hour, of course, we'll take a look at the market report and other cool stuff here on the Business News Hour. Right now, let's turn our attention to our favorite event of Black Friday. It is called Market Day. And actually, Market Day goes all year long, but this is a biggie because it does happen on Black Friday. And with us in studio, once again, this is a return visit, is Cat Rocketship. Yay!
Yay.
How you doing?
I'm great.
How's the band, by the way?
Good. We're sort of on sabbatical, but still... Still
tell everybody the name of the band.
Hot Lady Bands is my band.
Hot Lady Band.
Yeah, six women playing originals and kind of punky covers of all kinds of music.
It's great. It's just great. This is how many years would this is does this make for Black Friday's Market Day?
This is our seventh year, which is kind of hard for me to believe.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So this is our seventh year. We've been in downtown Des Moines all this time. And this year is our biggest year ever. We've got a new venue. We'll be in Capitol Square on Friday.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be
amazing.
That's
pretty exciting.
Yeah. We've got sponsorship from the Register, so they helped us move in there, which is just super. Means that we can
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. We can have bigger booths for all our vendors. We're sold out.
A lot more space.
Yeah. We're sold out. We've got 65 vendors that are, as always, just people that I'm so excited to see bring all their cool handmade stuff, art, crafts, vintage collections, everything.
Cat Rocketship is with us. We're talking about Market Day that happens on Black Friday in downtown Des Moines, as a matter of fact. Now, you know, I remember it was over at the John Papa John Center. Uh-huh. It was down at the Kirkwood Hotel. And now you're moving to big time.
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting for you.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Interesting, too, that the Des Moines Register is helping to sponsor this. Maybe they're getting an inkling that shopping local and shopping indie is kind of cool.
Yeah. We're surprised that it took 7 years, I guess, for them to...
Well, you got to prove yourself, Kat.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, it could have been an overnight one-time...
That's true. We're here to stay. But we also... It's not too surprising in that we kind of can hand them stories. We've got, you know, 65 vendors, and each of them is a story of their business, of what they make, of how they came to this indie craft lifestyle. You know, some of our vendors have such an interesting setup. One of them that I always use as an example is Red Door Press. It's a couple. They both have full-time jobs, but then their garage is full of more than 20 letterpress machines. And that's what they do at night is they go home and they actually made our posters for us. We made posters with them and they build their print business in their garage at night with these machines that they buy, rescue, restore.
And these are old machines.
Yeah. Some of them from the 19th century.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what do they create?
They are letterpress printers. So they create posters and prints and small cards, and they also do custom work like invitations and things. And I love it because the process is so cool. It's like hand-built graphic design. When we built this poster with them, we're going in, we're picking out like these Christmas tree icons that are like blocks. They look like stamps, and then you lay them down, and then you lay down the letters around them to build words, and you've got to like put shims in there to make everything spaced out, and then you run a print, and it's like a stamp, but it's kind of motorized. And then it's
pretty
a one-time,
cool.
Yeah, it's a one-time thing. So like that poster doesn't exist anymore. The blocks that we made to use it or used to make it are disassembled, put back in their drawers, and it's kind of a one-time thing.
So how many posters did you make?
175.
Wow. Yeah. That took some time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was one evening, but
every one of those posters are kind of a one-of-a-kind?
Kind
of,
yeah. They're each a little bit different. Some of them are, and then you can change up the colors of the inks. Some of them are white. Some of them are silver. And there's a little bit of adjustment that happens along the way as the blocks shift. It's a really fascinating process.
That could be kind of a sales opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, we saved some to sell.
I was going to say, yeah, for granted, of course. All right.
Thank you.
What else can people expect to find at Market Day this next Friday?
So many things. The Black Friday market is really gift focused. So we try to pick vendors along those lines. So we've got lots of original clothing, screen printed shirts by people like Acanthus Apparel, lots of jewelry, both like silversmith, totally original jewelry, and stuff that's like repurposed. I'm wearing a ring right now that's got a piece from, I think I can imagine like some southwestern turquoisey sort of bolo tie that's been repurposed and made into a ring by Decadence Jewelry. Lots of art. I'll be bringing my drawings and prints.
Woodworking as well?
Yeah, woodworking. Lots of kitchen utensils, which are always really popular at Christmas. Bowls, spoons, cutting boards. I see lots of people walk out with gifts along those lines.
You know, and I bring this up every time you come and visit because I think it's just such a cool repurposing of something. The woman that does the books, she takes the antique book covers and then makes notebooks out of them.
Yep, that's Daphne. I was just emailing with her today. Yeah, she has a great, great line of stuff. I love to give that to my parents, who are both librarians. Usually get notebooks from her for Christmas. And I love stuff like that because it's really versatile in terms of gift giving.
And I think that's one of the things about Market Day's Black Friday event is that so many people will go there and they'll see things how they have been repurposed and rescued, if you will, from the trash bin and then utilized to make all kinds of cool things from ceramics. And there's all that, too, you know, initials and letters. And yeah, it's very cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a good place to find stuff that's very personal for kids.
Yeah, and you can always say it came here. It came from here.
Yeah,
you know,
which is
it didn't
great.
Come from over there. It came from here. Yep. Hours and all that stuff.
It is Friday, November 27th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Capitol Square at 400 Locust, downtown Des Moines. We'll have big signs out. It'll be easy to find. And you can find more information on Facebook, facebook.com/MarketDayIowa, or on our website, MarketDayIowa.com.
Now, one of the things that has happened in the past, I know at the Kirkwood, is that people could wander in and have a drink or a sandwich or something like that. And there was, every once in a while, you used to have some entertainment from time to time, too. Anything?
Yeah, we'll have, I don't know if I'm supposed to say it. We have some entertainment planned. It's kind of a surprise.
Okay, it's all right.
But there's some stuff happening.
Yeah.
And then also Sidebar is a great little coffee lounge that's down in Cap Square, and they're going to be open 10 to 2, no, 7 to 2. They'll be open most of the day with food and drinks also. And we've got lounge spaces. The Register is opening up their hospitality suite to us too. So
no way.
Can,
come on. Get
out
of here.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Those guys are just nuts.
They
they're
like
crazy.
Us.
They're coming out of the woodwork, man. This is very cool.
Yeah, we like to make it a place. I always have a lot of fun at Black Friday, even though I'm working, and I think everybody else does too. We like to make it a place where people can hang out, see people, meet up with their friends. We heard from somebody this year that we're a family tradition. So
one of the other things that's happened in the past, I don't know if you have any plans like this, but every once in a while you'll have a not-for-profit in there, like a dog rescue or you know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Got any of that going on?
Checking my memory banks. Danny's in charge of these things. I don't think we do this year. We had some talks with people. This year, we kind of streamlined it since we're in a new space and we weren't totally sure about – we're never sure when we move in, like, okay, how's everybody going to fit? But in May, we're going to most likely be in Cap Square again, and that will be when we kind of start adding again.
Very nice. It is called Black Friday. It does happen on Black Friday for Market Day on Black Friday. And, so it'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very good. Are they giving you any ink?
Oh, yeah. Lots of ads. I think they start tomorrow. And I think we're the cover story of Juice this week or next week.
You know, we just had a story about how what's happening out there in the world is that shopping centers are just going down.
Yeah.
I mean, foot traffic just isn't happening there. Department stores, JCPenney, Macy's, Kohl's, in trouble.
Yeah.
1.2% increase for the fourth quarter is what's estimated. I mean, it's anemic. And one of the reasons going on is obviously there's some online shopping that's going on, but people are starting to turn to things like what you're doing because they say, well, it's real. It's a shopping experience. It's not just go in, get something and browse what everybody else has. It's really unique stuff. And so this is another example of how indie folks can win the day.
Yeah. You're right. It is really growing. When we started Market Day 7 years ago, we were kind of the only game in town. Now I spend most of my summer and fall personally traveling around to other shows. I was at two shows in Minneapolis all weekend selling my work. Those didn't exist 7 years ago.
Remarkable.
It's a new thing. I love it.
It is. All right. Her name is Kat Rocketship. She's the person, one of the many people that are behind. Scott's going to be there and all that kind of stuff. And okay.
Got Danny. Scott, Danny. Sarah Burdell's on our team. She also runs Mug Bomb. They have vintage mugs for sale.
Mug Bomb?
Yeah. They thrift mugs, and then they make them giftable. They're like little gift packs, so they're great for like coworkers.
How fun!
All kinds of personalized. They have everything. Mug Bump's one of my favorite
mug bumps. Gotta go. It is called Market Day. It's Black Friday down at Capitol Square. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Cat Rocket Ship, once again, on the Business News Hour, we're going to have to slide aside because we do have the Wall Street Report. We're going to take a look at the Iowa 25, also the commodity numbers. That's all ahead of our time with Melody Smith in a shocking report about dog fighting in Iowa. News coming up next.
How can people be so cruel?